From Park City, Utah, this is Radio Wannabe on LCCCradio.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. Today I'm speaking with Ashley Sorensen, owner and operator of Main Street Gallery.
I have an exhibition tonight, an artist reception with artist Kenneth Pilocki, who is an undeniable talent. He's young, he's only 41 years old, and absolutely just brilliant at what he does.
How did you get started working with Ashley Sorensen, and what brought you to be willing to come to Park City to show your work through Main Street Gallery?
She reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested in representation, and she was starting the gallery, and it was a brand new thing. So it was a little, usually it's more established galleries that reach out, and there's a little more research and background checking I can do, get a comfort feeling. But after talking with her and the vibe I got from her, I just felt like it was a good deal to try to move forward and try to do something together. And, you know, it was kind of her first thing and my first thing going into Park City. So it was
right. It
was different for me, but it's been working out really well.
From Park City, Utah, this is Radio Wannabe on LCCCradio.com. My name is Janet Mulpey. Today I'm speaking with Ashley Sorensen, owner and operator of Main Street Gallery. Today she has a show with Ken Pilocki, and she'll be speaking about her background as a business owner and entrepreneur. Welcome to the program, Ashley.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your work and the things that you have done in the past that has led you to becoming an owner and operator of an art gallery.
Well, I mean, my degrees are in behavioral science and business management, and I love people and business, but within that, I just have a real passion for the arts. So after I graduated, I went to New York and became an inventory manager there. And I really enjoyed the experience and the art and everything that came along with it, supporting both old and modern masters and contemporary artists that are impacting the art world today. After that, I worked at a smaller gallery in Park City, Utah for a short time before working at one of the oldest galleries in San Francisco. And then that's when I decided that I really wanted to do this on my own and for living artists that are shaping this current status of the art market.
Did you feel like you were out of your league, or did you just find it really exciting?
It was absolutely intimidating at first. I went from working with pieces of art that were $500 to pieces of art that were $750,000 and then some. So it can be a little bit intimidating at first, but the team, the education I received, they were the ones that really set the bar for really the rest of my career.
Is there a particular person that really influenced you, that really encouraged you in this direction?
Pamela Walsh was the lead director at Franklin Bowles Gallery in San Francisco, and she was one of the most intelligent, encouraging leaders that I've ever had the opportunity to work with, not just in art, but throughout any career I've ever had. She's just an incredibly intelligent woman that I was absolutely fortunate to have the opportunity to work with side by side. She's encouraging today.
She sounds like a role model to you.
She 100% believed in me. It just came across in just different phrases or books that she would suggest, or spending time with me when she didn't have to. She was always, always constantly inspiring me to do more and to be better.
You think that it's one of the reasons why you decided to go into business yourself?
She definitely gave me a confidence just from working in around her. She set the bar for where I knew I needed to be.
What made you decide to open your business?
I love supporting artists. I love watching collectors fall in love with a piece of art that they're going to pass down for the rest of their lives. I love giving these entrepreneurs the opportunity and a platform to succeed. It's something from every angle that I'll never tire of.
And you have a show tonight.
I do, which is really, really exciting.
Tell us about the artist.
I have an exhibition tonight, an artist reception with artist Kenneth Pelocchi, who is an undeniable talent. He's young. He's only 41 years old. His photorealism is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's absolutely striking, stunning work. All of it is done in a monochromatic style, which is, it's timeless and it's elegant and it has a very classic appeal, but he does it because he's, you know, he's colorblind.
Before we go, I just want to have one question regarding what would you say to a student that is just starting out in college? Maybe they're starting at a community college and they're thinking business administration. They're thinking about starting their own business. What advice would you give to them?
Love to learn how to solve challenges. Learn to love it because you're going to be doing it every single day.
Do you recommend that people complete a degree in business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The written skills, public speaking skills, the just learning how to do everything in a timely fashion. All of those things are going to come in handy throughout your career. The technical skills that you learn in business are absolutely necessary today, and they're only becoming more relevant. Challenge yourself. Take classes that you know that are going to be challenging for you. You know, try to improve on your weaknesses once you find them. It's your strengths that are going to help you, but your weaknesses are where you're going to fail. So if you can somehow figure out what those are, push yourself through them and get better at them, then you're likely that you're going to have more success, I think.
Ashley Sorensen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for speaking with me.
I wish you the best, and I hope the show is a great success tonight with Ken Pelocchi.
We're going to take a short break. When we return, we'll be on location at Main Street Gallery from downtown Park City, Utah. We'll join the reception and speak with featured artist Ken Pelocchi.
The Boom is a student radio station on the campus of Lorain County Community College. The views and opinions expressed by the on-air talent do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Lorain County Community College faculty and staff. Thank you for listening to College Radio heard around the world, lcccradio.com, The Boom.
From Park City, Utah, this is Radio Wannabe on lcccradio.com. I'm Janet Mulpey. Today, I'm on location at Main Street Art Gallery with artist Kenneth Pelocchi. Our topic of conversation today is So You Want to Be an Artist. As a career counselor since 1985, I've helped thousands of undecided students and people in transition pursue a college major and a career that's right for them. What I found is that most people want options and choices that fit their lifestyle and who they are. That's what Radio Wannabe is all about, finding out what's out there and what might be right for you. Each week, we explore a specific profession and journey into the lives of people who have experienced the joys and trials of the work they do, how they got started, and what they learned along the way. Today, my special guest is Kenneth Pelocchi. He's an artist from Scottsdale, Arizona. His work has been featured around the world, Singapore, China, Australia, New York, Jackson Hole, to name a few. His work is currently featured at Main Street Gallery in Park City. Ken began painting at age 7, pursued courses in graphic design through Scottsdale Community College, and also took art history courses through Arizona State University. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Your background is in graphic design, correct?
Yeah, mostly. I've been painting since I was younger. About age 7 is when I started actually painting with oils. But as far as technical training, yeah, it was graphic design. I always felt like I was going to have to try to make a living doing art. And And that was kind of, you know, when I was looking for jobs, it was graphic design stuff.
Right.
It was animation, things like that. There were no painters, you know, and I didn't have any clue about the art world as far as galleries and just being a painter or any of that. So I went down the road of graphic design and animation and actually applied to Fox Studios, which was Fox Animation.
Okay.
And I didn't get
Lucky
accepted.
Lucky for you, you didn't get accepted.
I didn't get accepted to that. There were quite a few rejections I got along the way when I was younger. So, and it's just led me to push harder for to do what I would think I was supposed to be doing anyways.
You've had some challenges. You're colorblind.
Yeah, colorblind. And that's, it was real challenging. You know, when I was younger, I didn't care so much. I just painted with whatever. And my mom would always say, why is the sky purple? Like, why is the grass brown? And, you know, I didn't care, I guess. You know, I kind of just painted what I wanted to paint. And, yeah, as you get older and you want some respect from your peers and you want to be able to do some of the stuff that you see from other artists that you admire, you know, you want to be able to do those things. And when you really just can't because you can't see those colors, it's frustrating, you know. So,
but that impacted the work that you do now, and it makes you kind of unique in that respect.
Yeah, I had a breakthrough with working with black and white. I love photography. I never really got into it to learn, you know, the skill behind photography. But I've always loved black and white work and black and white photography. And so I started working mainly with black and white and some other neutrals, some umbers and things like that. But those make sense to me. I can look at values. I can look at the balance of everything. And it just, it makes sense. I still play with color. But what I see is not what you guys see.
What you got some training in some classes at Scottsdale Community College, correct?
Yes.
Was there a particular class that really helped you? And would you recommend that for artists starting out?
Yeah, it was a figure painting class. It was, for me, I liked it so much. I'm more of a night owl. I like to work at night. And the class was at night. And I looked forward to it. It was twice a week. It was from 6 to 9:30, I think. And I just always looked forward to it. And it was my little getaway from the real world, and I got to just paint and learn from a really good instructor, and I cannot remember his name right now because it's been 20 years.
But you learned some really good skills.
Yeah, just every time you go to these classes, you learn something. Yeah. And it could be the smallest little thing, but you can keep it with you and you build on it. And that's what's great about these classes. And I never felt that I needed to graduate, and everybody's different, but I never felt that I needed to graduate college. I just felt that I needed to learn enough and gain enough skill and turn it into, you know, the direction I wanted to head.
Artists come to you.
Yeah.
What kind of advice do you get them if they want to make it?
I let them know that it takes hard work and you cannot give up. I am a very competitive person by nature. I played a lot of sports growing up. I still do play sports. And I think that there is a competitive edge that I have, which maybe isn't real common in artists. I get that a lot when I tell people that I play sports with that I'm an artist. And like, I never would have guessed you're an artist because I have a little bit of a tenacity. Like, I don't accept no. I don't want to be beat. I don't want to be down. I don't want to fail. And so it's hours. It's hours of working. And eventually things happen. Like, if you just keep doing things and trying new things and messing up and not being afraid to mess up, it leads to new things. And for me, I do mostly realism, you know, and photorealistic things, but my process is still a little bit different, and it never would have happened if I just would have given up and tried to be like everybody else. I think I just felt that I needed to do what felt right for me.
What are the habits that you have? Like, give me a typical day.
A typical day is I go into work. I usually get on the computer, and that leads to, or comes from the graphic design and the animation. I work a lot in Photoshop to get my concepts together.
Okay.
So not every artist does that, but that's what I do. And so I search for photographs that are inspiring, and I'll get them in Photoshop and I play with them. I change the contrast and the balance. I crop them, I zoom in, I do things so it becomes the composition that I want. And I kind of go from there. And then once I feel inspired, I'll go to work. And if I don't feel inspired, honestly, I look at other artwork a lot. And I'll look at other artists. I research artists. I find new artists. And that kind of just lights a fire, you know, and it just it brings me into this, like, I'm in a really cool world right now. And don't forget that and, like, get back to work.
So. For this show, you put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
How many hours a day would you say?
I would say average is probably 11 to 12. There were a few 14s.
Okay.
And that was pretty constant for the last month and a half, 2 months. And I don't stop playing sports. So it's, I
good.
Still play. I still work. And I don't get as much sleep as I'd like, but that's just the way I'm wired.
That's a nice balance, don't you think? Painting?
Yeah.
And then also some athletic.
It is. And so I think, you know, and I do two different styles of work. I do abstract and I do the realism. And I think the abstract work is always a nice break too. You know, sports are a good break. Doing the abstract work is a really nice break
too. Mixing it up.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to mix it up. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of people out there that are waiting to talk to you and meet you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
This is Radio Wannabe on LCCCradio.com. I'm Janet Mulpey. Ken, thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
Welcome.
Today.
Thank you for having me.
If you're interested in becoming an artist or an entrepreneur through Lorain County Community College, please call 440-366-4033 and ask to meet with an advisor today. That number again is 440-366-4033. Music on this program was provided by Dano Songs. You've been listening to Radio Wannabe on LCCCradio.com. I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.